Park and volume southbound 170 at Del Mar. Stop by Staples for your small business. Take advantage of the back-to-school deals. A 12-pack of Staples ballpoint stick pens for 97 cents and 1-inch 3-ring binders for just $1.92. In-store only. Offer ends 9-1 while supplies last. Staples, the back-to-school specialty store. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
In sports, the Cardinals are off today. They begin a six-game homestand tomorrow night, three games against Pittsburgh, and then the Reds are in town this weekend. The Cardinals have won nine consecutive series after beating the Colorado Rockies 12-3 in Denver yesterday afternoon. Matt Carpenter tied a major league record with four doubles in the game. He's the 42nd player ever to accomplish that feat, only the second Cardinal ever to do so, and the first since Ducky Joe Medwick did it 81 years ago in 1937. Rookie Austin Gomber pitched six innings. He's now 4-0 on the season with an ERA of 2.79. He's the first Cardinals lefty to win in Denver since Kent Merker won in 1999. The Cardinals are 15 games over 500. They are four back behind the first-place Cubs, and they have a one-half game lead over Milwaukee for the first wildcard slot with 31 games to go in the regular season. In minor league news, pitcher Michael Wacha will pitch for Double-A Springfield tomorrow night. The Cardinals are expected to install him into the rotation later this week. Daniel Ponce de Leon pitched 4 1/3 innings for Triple-A Memphis last night. He is expected to start on Saturday against the Reds. The Phillies have claimed outfielder Jose Bautista on waivers from the New York Mets. In hockey, the St. Louis Blues unveiled their new third jersey during a fan rally yesterday at Ballpark Village. The new Heritage jersey looks very similar to the team's inaugural season uniforms worn during the 1967-68 season. In football, Odell Beckham Jr. today became the highest-paid wide receiver in NFL history. He signed a five-year, $95 million deal. SEC football news, Mississippi State starting quarterback Nick Fitzgerald suspended for the team's season opener this Saturday. Mizzou will open the season Saturday against Tennessee Martin at 3 o'clock. Illinois will host Kent State in Champaign around 11 a.m. And the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament opened today. And on the women's side, top seed Selena Halep already upset in the first round in straight sets by unseeded Kaya Kanepi. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin, located eastbound Manchester Road, just west of I-270. What does USDA prime beef really mean? You usually won't find USDA prime meat at your supermarket because its limited supply is gobbled up by the finest restaurants. Of all the beef produced in the U.S., less than 2% is certified USDA prime. But at Surf and Sirloin, that's what's for dinner. The USDA prime, New York strip ribeye, and porterhouse. Check them out online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, Pinion's Playhouse. That is the third and final hour of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Haven't seen the beautiful patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse yet? What are you waiting for? It's a great place to hang out before, during, and after Cardinal games while enjoying some of the coldest beer in town, exclusively featuring Missouri craft brews. Right next door to the 590 The Fan Studios, we'll see you on the patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Attention golfers, after you're done shaving strokes, drop by one of Hot Shot's 11 area locations for the 2018 Summer of Golf. Bring your scorecard to Hot Shot's for a free golf sampler appetizer and get entered to win Summer of Golf prizes, including golf cart coolers, umbrellas, towels, and more. One lucky person will win a full set of Callaway irons, complete with a putter and new Callaway golf bag. So come cool off with the Hot Shot's girls and enjoy great specials on Michelob Ultra Buckets every Saturday. That's the Summer of Golf, only at Hot Shot's Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
George Bush.
All better than no Bush at all. But there's a term that has died. Bush.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
that has
of
died.
Personal grooming. So I think most people know what we're talking about. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 27th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, as in Stiefel. You'll hear Dan mention their names and their website again. I can give you the website now, markandjason.com. And thanks to all of you who over many, many, many years have turned to them for some financial advice, and they're happy to give it. It's what they do. We'll talk more and tell you how to get in touch with them again. But first,
hey!
All right, running the control board today and every day till further notice is the man who talks differently than the others in the room. He just does. There's a reason for that. For 19 years, he went to Great Britain. Spent 10 of those in Birmingham, England. That's right. Not royalty, but close enough for us. Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor. Taylor didn't show up today. Trevor, Limey, Limestone, Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a great day.
See, we never call you Trevor.
No, so it's weird when you call me Trevor.
It just worked better.
I like Limey.
Thank you. I'm good, because if you didn't like it, then we'd double up on it and do it even more. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, in the glass box, the quarantine room. sits Dan Levi Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and you have a retirement account, you can call them to get a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
All right, he was out all last week in Kentucky, and I want to take a moment to thank Outdoors Ned Spurk, who came in last week. He got a lot of nice comments about Ned coming in. Tim is back. We're glad to have him back. You know, Tim Woodburn is our newsman, and he is a private investigator. He's just been named. In fact, I'll read you the proclamation. It is my great pleasure to officially name Tim Woodburn as head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. Signed, Randy Markell, owner, KFNS. It is official. He now has three jobs.
Wow.
He's a newsman. He's the head of research, and he's also, as we mentioned, private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, specializes in quite a few things, and one of them is that pesky cell phone that your loved one has. What are they really doing on that phone when you're not around? Who are they texting? Who are they sending photos to? If you'd like information on how to find that answer out, email me for a free consultation, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Red Boy was telling me off the air, we were talking about most embarrassing day at school, and he was telling about the day he got to school, opened up his little sack lunch, and his mom, it was two pieces of bread. What'd she forget?
Cheese!
Forgot to put the cheese. Cheese sandwich with no cheese.
Oh, whew, man.
What a horrible, embarrassing day that would have been. How about your show of appreciation for great polka music in the form of a big round of applause for Bruce Lipris and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The best. They are the best. I'm guessing Bill Clevelin will join us from somewhere. I don't even know where he is. Where is he?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
We'll find
I'll
out.
Find
we'll
out.
All find out together. It's my great pleasure to remind you that we are brought to you by Mark and Jason. When you change jobs or you retire and you have a 401k plan or retirement account, you may need help with that. I am extending the invitation for you to set up a complimentary review of your portfolio. And markandjason.com, that website, will have everything that you need. A little bit about them, their phone number, how to get in touch with them, and set up this complimentary review. If you have $25,000 or more, they'll take a look at what you're doing with it. There's no cost. There's no obligation to meet with them. They talk with their clients quarterly, and during that quarterly call, they discuss the portfolio's performance, the risk, and your long and your short-term goals. They've been at it for a while. They built a strong practice at Stiefel. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Well, word has just come in that he is somewhere in Michigan. We're going to find out where together. Bill Clevelin, brought to you by Window World, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And now, from somewhere in Michigan, Bill Clevelin. They're here for you, Bill.
Oh, man.
There's Mom and Dad behind them.
They're loyal. Where in Michigan are you?
I am in northern Michigan. I am in a town called Petoskey, Michigan.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Nope.
It's right off of Lake Michigan. I can see the water from where I am sitting right this moment. I'm sorry it's so hot in St. Louis. It's a beautiful, I don't know, 75 degrees probably up here.
That great?
Oh, that's great.
That's
isn't that
just
nice?
Great. Yeah.
It's very refreshing, but yeah, great, great views of the lake. Nice little small town. I went to Mackinac Island for the first time yesterday. Has anyone been to Mackinac Island?
I think as a little kid I went there, but I don't remember it. It's I just think that sounds like familiar to me somehow.
Yeah, it is, or at least it has been in recent memory, the most visited spot in the entire state.
And when I say went there, we didn't go on vacation. I think we went through there or something. We never went on vacation.
Is it like,
what's there?
Yeah, I mean, right. Is it a resort island?
It is an actual island, so you have to take a ferry from.
Oh, then we didn't do that.
From Mackinac City all the way to Mackinac Island, and it's probably best known as the place where, you know, the governor of Michigan has a summer home and a lot of pretty wealthy people. There are no cars on Mackinac Island. There are only bicycles or horse-drawn carriages, and that is it. So if you want to go someplace on Mackinac Island, I believe it's about 8 or 10 miles around.
Boring!
Wow.
Not your report, the island.
Yeah. Oh.
Sounds boring.
I got you.
Either that or very relaxing and quiet, but also maybe boring.
So this is pretty interesting. So now, it wasn't quiet. There were tons of people. It's a pretty busy spot. And to take a ferry across to Mackinac Island, it's $26 for a 16-minute ride from Mackinac City, from the docks there all the way over to the island. $26 a piece. There were about 250 people on the ferry, and they run every 15 minutes. So you do the math. These people
wow.
are making a fortune. But it's fun. People take their bikes over. It's very busy. Lots going on. There's a famous fort there and everything. But it's sort of a bucket list, I think, for a lot of people.
250 people on the ferry with cars or just people?
There are no cars. Yeah, you can't take cars. There are absolutely no vehicle. The only vehicles that are allowed on the island, they have just a few police vehicles, fire trucks or whatever. But that's it. You don't see them anywhere.
Yeah, you don't want the fire department showing up on their fire bicycle. How about let them have a truck?
No, you don't. You don't want to see that. And then last week, I guess last 3 days, I know I wasn't able to join you on Thursday. I was up in the Porcupine Mountains. And for 3 days, I was working on a video story, which you'll see in the next few weeks, on waterfalls. So the state of Michigan is known to have as many as 300 different waterfalls. 99% of them are in what's known as the Upper Peninsula.
Now, who doesn't like a good waterfall? That's something that... Who could say, I hate waterfalls? Nobody.
This was, and I've been very fortunate to do a lot of really neat stuff and cover a lot of... This was the coolest thing I have ever done. It was absolutely amazing.
Well, hang on. That's a big statement. You've been a lot of places.
It is absolutely the most gratifying thing I have ever worked on as a travel writer. Awesome.
Are most of those pictures are on your Facebook page, right, that you took from up there?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad.
I would tell people to go to his Facebook page and check out these pictures. They are tremendous pictures.
You kind of breeze through it. It's facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad.
Yep, and if you forget it, BillOnTheRoad.com is my website, and there's a link to it on there. But I couldn't begin to see all of them, but I went to many of the big ones, a few of the smaller ones along the way, and here's what I would suggest to people, and a lot of people are not going to do this, but do this on your own. Go by yourself, hike to these waterfalls, go and find. Now, a lot of them you don't have to hike too far. Some of them are, 1,000 feet from the parking lot. Others you have to hike several miles in and find them. But you talk about just relaxing and just sort of inspiring. It was really a wonderful experience. I am so glad that I did that. And
wow.
I will share that video.
It was
one in particular, and I'll talk about this, I think, some more when I come back. But one in particular was called Bond Falls. Go ahead, you can do it. Falls.
Bond. Bond. No, Falls. Bond Falls.
And anybody that's done the trip or is from Michigan, they'll know what this is. And you can get it's right on top of this just massive, massive waterfall, and really as close as you want, I suppose. You have to see the video and the pictures to understand what I'm talking
about.
Is
the water cold?
Beautiful.
I would think it's cold.
Yeah, the water's pretty cold. Although in a few instances, I saw some people swimming, but those people are crazy. But for the most part, the water is pretty cool. And what's really neat is, in some of the places, you can hike pretty far up and see kind of where it starts and kind of follow it along the path of the river or whatever. And then the water, drops off in some of these places to, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 feet down. And it's unbelievable.
And you can stand under the waterfall. I mean, let the water just fall
on you.
Well,
in some cases, you can get really, really close. I don't know any of them that I went to where you can actually stand directly underneath it. I think I had a friend of mine who commented that she had, you know, many, many years ago, I'm talking, you know, 50 years ago when she was a kid, she could go there and you could stand there. But much of that's kind of washed away or eroded away or whatever you want to say. So you can't really get as close to some of these as you used to.
It's probably pretty dangerous because the velocity of that water coming down on
it. It comes down pretty fast.
Strong.
Yeah.
Knock you over.
The state of Michigan, these folks have done a tremendous job of, number one, putting up signs along the way to point you, to help you kind of find many of these. And then they have built these incredible platforms in many instances where you can walk. And you're going to walk a lot of steps for a lot of these, but they'll get you as close as you possibly can. And again, that'll make more sense when I get the video produced and I can show folks. It is an amazing experience. I know we use the word amazing a lot, but this was absolutely amazing.
All right. We'll look for it.
All right. That's it for now. Headed to Traverse City tomorrow. I've never been there either, so we'll see what that's all about, and we'll check in with you then. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Hurt a couple people out there by the waterfall.
Hurt my ears.
No. Are you disconnected from it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we are disconnected.
I almost did this while he was on, but I don't like hurting his feelings. I was going to say, Bill, you want a great photo or great video, is get one of a bunch of people standing under the waterfall, like the water is coming on them, and the only ones dry are the ones standing under his nose.
Oh.
But I didn't do it. Decided not to do it. So
you took the high road, Frank.
We're talking about great like inventions that changed our lives. My son Adam sent me a text, and he's got one in here in particular. He's right, man. GPS.
Oh, someone called before and couldn't get in because we ran out of time and said GPS.
And MRIs, which is another good one.
Absolutely.
MRI. Because prior to that, it was, the old X-ray. Remember you had to wait for the X-rays to come back? Yeah. I mean, now it's like the doctor walks right in and goes, here, take a look. Here's what we got. It, boom. But he's really right about the GPS thing. So let me just delete that. I don't keep texts. My wife keeps like 600 texts. Now, I just delete them.
I had a listener text me while we were doing this, and I got to say that the two greatest inventions throughout history, incomplete, I would say the wheel and the road are the two greatest inventions.
Well, the wheel, of course.
So there you are, Christopher Taylor. I said it.
I disagree with the road.
No, are you serious?
Roads.
Yeah, the road, is that an invention? The road?
That's how the Romans conquered, like, the world back in the day. They had roads so they could supply their armies.
Okay. All right. I give you that. Wheel, of course, the wheel. Is fire an invention? That's not an invention. That's a discovery.
That's an element. Yeah.
It's a discovery.
That is a discovery.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Connors has a show right after this one. He'll be on in about half an hour. It's called Larry Connors USA. Here are a few things Larry will be talking about. Is Senator John McCain's death being politicized by President Trump, by the news media, by liberals, by conservatives? Phone lines will be open. NRA spokeswoman Dana Loesch has been attacked on Twitter, and the attacker wishes her children would be killed.
Wow.
Does that violate Twitter rules? Let me just stop for a minute. Think about this. These are some nuts who don't like guns, because she's a big proponent of guns, so their answer to that violence is to kill her children. What are you, idiots? Mm. People are so ridiculous. Veterinarians are reporting that some animal owners are abusing their pets just so they can get pain meds for the pets and then take them themselves.
What the hell?
Yeah, but does this really surprise anybody?
No.
But
really.
Larry will have more on that. A 10-year-old is being punished because he called his teacher, ma'am. We have lost our minds.
Ma'am?
Well, I thought that was
the correct thing to call.
No,
a lady.
There are certain
ma'am.
People that don't want women being called ma'am.
He got in trouble in school.
Too sexist. Yeah.
What?
He's being punished. They wouldn't punish my kid for that, I guarantee you.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
More about that from Larry tonight. And One Nation allows prostitutes and prostitution, but they have to conduct their business in what's called sex boxes.
Huh?
What are they, and is this an answer to prostitution in the United States.
A sex box.
Yeah. Not Xbox.
That has double meaning. A sex box has double meaning.
Well, it used to. I don't know that now millennials know the term box, do they? You don't know that, do you?
Yeah, that's the word for vagina, right? Box.
Well, don't sugarcoat it. Yes, that used to be when I was in high school. She was a great wrestler, but you ought to see her box.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Hey, you don't have to say it. He did it.
Okay? I wonder, so did Limey say vagina or vagina?
All right. No. Okay. Right. All right. Frank, say it for me in the American way, please.
Vagina.
Vagina.
See?
Is that right?
Okay.
But we're okay with your British vagina.
Vagina.
That's how the Brits say it and how people in the hills of West Virginia say it. Bring me some of that vagina. Get that vagina on over here. What else do we have here? Folks, I don't read emails on the weekend, so I apologize. Right. There were some of you I noticed emailed me like Thursday night or Friday morning. I couldn't get back to you until this morning. For whatever reason, I go lots of weekends and never read one email because I don't want to read the bad ones. I don't know. Not all of them are fun. Some of them are bill related. I get some bills by email. I don't want to see that stuff on the weekends. Let's put that
bill
off.
Bill Cleveland related?
Yeah. Bill emails from Bill and other bills. This Wednesday, 2 days from now, would have been Michael Jackson's birthday. Quickly, how old would he have been this Wednesday? Anybody?
60.
65.
60.
Been
60. Yeah.
60. He died 9 years ago.
Wow.
That's 51. Crazy.
I know. It goes fast. The reason I bring it up is this moonwalk thing. I loved watching him moonwalk, but why was it called the moonwalk? If you walked on the moon, you'd be bouncing way up in the air.
Hang on a second. I think I know this one. And it's because he walked backwards, right?
Moving forwards, but walking backwards.
Right.
But the guys that walked on the moon didn't take forward steps and go backwards.
I think that's something to do with, like, it made it look like he was just walking without gravity.
Yeah, he was just walking on air.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, you know.
All right. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
That works. What's the deal with the cops everywhere yesterday and today?
Oh, that was...
Saw it again today. Like 3 or 4 of them on the way here, and I saw cops coming back.
Oh, no, wait. Well, no, though. I know there was saturation Saturday this
weekend.
What
does that mean?
That means there was DUI points and sobriety checkpoints all over the state.
I saw them...
I did see a lot of police activity as I was driving down Manchester.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Slow down, everybody. We don't know what that's about. And I'm having a tough time understanding the meaning of the word septic. I just had my septic tank thing, but there's antiseptic that you take. Like, Jimmy cut his finger, give him antiseptic. So that's to prevent what? Septic?
Yeah, septic.
And is that, what is that exactly?
I think it's short for septicism.
Well, sepsis is something you don't want.
Yeah, septic is when I believe something gets like, you know, gangrene.
I think you're close.
Gets infected.
I think
I'm close.
All right. We'll go with that. I see the head of our research over there working.
I'm scrambling.
He's on it.
By the time I get it typed in, you moved on to something else.
I know, because I think we sort of got a pretty good answer there. There's in Osage Beach, and it's the second time I've taken my grandson there, there's a go-kart track, an indoor go-kart track, and it's electric go-karts. And at first I thought, I don't want electric go-kart. How good? These things they're fast. They're very fast. They're as fast as any regular go-kart track that I've ever been on. So I mention it because when we're getting these hot dog days and you got little kids, take them to Minor Mike's in Osage Beach, and they've got go-karts for 2 seats. So you can put the little kid next to you if they're a certain height or weight, and they have single-seat carts. And what's interesting is when you get on them, when they start off, they're very slow. And you can hear people grumbling, this Christmas, it's horrible, it's the slowest go. And then the track announcer comes on. He goes,
good afternoon. Welcome to the Butcher's Go-Kart Track. Buckle up, everybody. And now the green flag is out. And all of a sudden, these carts get a boost in power, and you're gone.
And you can hear people, like, screaming. But at first, they're mad.
Oh, wow.
They're disappointed. And I was, too, the first time. Because he just kind of crawls along for about 30 seconds. And then they kick in the electric.
Oh, right on. So there's some. So the announcer, there's some guy back there who has
they
control
the speed. If a couple of carts hit each other And the check, what's the flag? The yellow flag?
Checkered flag.
What's the flag they put out to slow everybody down, though?
Yellow flag.
And he'll say, and the yellow flag is out as the cart slows down, and everybody's cart slows down. It's all controlled from a master system.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty sophisticated.
In the old days, they used to have those towers that would have to like actually touch the grid.
Those are bumper cars.
Oh, I love bumper cars.
I love those things.
Gotcha.
Man, I would go out of my way to go to a place where they had those old bumper cars.
Sure, they still have them.
And they spark the whole time.
Yeah.
It looked like every kid in the car was being electrocuted when they're bumping each other.
They still have those at Six Flags.
They do?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love bumper cars, man. They used to have bumper boats at the lake, and it was a big pool,
mm-hmm.
and they were boats with rubber tubes around them.
It was like a little one-person boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you could spin it around and bump the guy next to you. Thanks to listener Mark, who sent me a story, and it was just one of those sort of People Magazine-type stories, and it was a shot of Nick Nolte with his wife. And here's the headline. Nick Nolte, 77, enjoys a casual Sunday with wife C-L-Y-T-I-E. Clitty?
C-L-Y-T-I-E?
Yeah, with wife Clitty or Clyde and daughter Sophie in Malibu.
Hmm.
Now, how much teasing you think she got growing up with the name C-L-Y? The only worst name is Cloris Leachman.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this. Who names a girl Cloris?
Yeah,
Cloris.
It's a little close.
It's just a little too close, and I think people know the word we're talking about that it's too close to. And of course, that's Lavoris, the mouthwash. Mm-hmm.
Did you have an I in her name?
C-L-Y-T-I-E.
Oh, okay. That has to be Clyde.
Clyde?
Okay. Yeah, Clyde. That makes sense. It does look like Clyde, but it sounds like, Clyde.
Tastes like chicken.
Like, you know, Clyde.
I'll edit that out. No, edit that out right now. I when I said it's good to have him back, I take it back. I thought we were talking about
radio edit.
Okay, and then on we go to our next story. Now, who do you think in 2017 and so far in 18 is the biggest money maker of all the actors, movie stars in Hollywood? It's a male,
right.
and the income is based not just on movies but on every investments and every. Who do you think is making more money than any other actor in Hollywood?
I'm going to go with either The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or Mark Wahlberg.
Tim?
Those are my two.
I'll say Tom Cruise.
I was going to say Dwayne The Rock.
Right. George Clooney.
What?
Clooney?
Oh, it's because he sold a...
Yes.
He had an interest in a business that went... Was it tequila?
Yes. Get this. He made last year $239 million.
Wow.
That's just 1 year's earnings. And he's good looking. Two reasons to hate this guy. And I'm not gay, but he is good looking. I don't care what you think about his acting ability or politics. He's a good looking guy. Why couldn't he have been James Bond?
You know, because he's American?
And because he's not a great actor.
That's also true.
In the big interview with Dan Rather, he did one with Sammy Hagar, one of my favorite musicians of all time. And Sammy Hagar talks about how he made three times as more money in tequila than he ever did in rock and roll.
Oh, man, wow. Look at Aykroyd. He's in the tequila business. Look at Francis Ford Coppola, who admits he's made five times the money in wine he ever made directing movies. The tequila and wine business is a huge business.
Dave Matthews has his own wine company, and he makes a boatload of money off of his wine.
Mm-hmm. We got to get in the AM and the PM
wine business.
Let's put out some AM and the PM tequila. Tequila wine. Let's combine the two.
Tequila
and
wine.
And introduce to the world AM and the PM tequila wine.
Ooh.
Let's get to work on that.
My
All we should have thing. To do is just pour the two together.
Yeah.
And then there you go.
Do we got shots of wine.
All right, as you know, I really like cars. I really do. I've always liked cars. This is beyond belief to me. There is an auction coming up this Saturday in San Francisco, and there's a car that'll be on the auction block. It's 56 years old. It's a 1962 Ferrari GTO. There were 36 made. They say it will bring $60 million.
Whoa! What year is this?
No way.
It's a 62, but get this.
Wow.
there's another GTO Ferrari that traded hands privately this past June. It was bought by David McNeil. David McNeil is the founder of WeatherTech. WeatherTech makes these tremendous mats for cars.
Okay.
You tell them what model you have, and you can order WeatherTech floor mats. Well, there must be a lot of business in the floor mat business, because Mr. McNeil, this past June, just a few months ago, paid for another GTO $70 million.
Wow.
That is insane.
And he put new mats in it.
Well,
how many did?
Have you, since you like cars and you like YouTube videos, have you heard anything about this new vehicle tester, I guess you could call her, Supercar Blondie?
No.
Okay. Write this down. This is a YouTube video you want to watch. It is this gorgeous, and I mean drop-dead gorgeous woman from Australia.
Well, I don't care about married. I don't care about that.
All right. Well, and she tests out all of these luxury cars.
She's brilliant. Think about it. She's brilliant for coming up with this.
She absolutely is brilliant.
Because she goes to the car people and go, can I have a car? Absolutely gorgeous, mm-hmm. babe. And then she goes on YouTube and tells everybody what she thinks about it.
She's got millions and millions of followers.
Why can't I do that? I like cars. Why can't I get on YouTube and go, hey, I'm driving a Ferrari today, everybody?
Because you don't have boobs.
Yep.
I do have boobs.
Boobs that we want to see.
I'm an A cup. Okay. And here's why, because I don't know anything about cars. All I could say is, whoa, this is a great car. And that's it. It's over. Well, this drives great. I can't get into the nuts and bolts. Does she get into what's under the hood?
Yeah, she
okay,
does
so
everything.
She knows.
Like, she actually knows about the vehicle.
There's the two differences. One, she's smoking hot, good looking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good looking. And two, she knows about cars. I just know when I get out of it, hey, that was great. I like driving that car. That's all. That's the extent of my knowledge. This joke takes a while. And Dan, I do believe this is one of Dan's very favorite jokes. We haven't told it yet here. Ladies, get in here, please. Tim's going to like
that's
that.
That's nice.
Tim's going to like this, too. So, guy's sitting at a bar, and he looks at his watch. He's next to another guy at the bar. He looks at his watch. He goes, oh, no. Oh, no. His buddy says, what? He goes, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. He goes, yeah, so what? He goes, so what? Yeah, here's so what. I'm probably going to end up getting a divorce. My wife made it very clear, put her foot down. I come in late again. We're done. Oh, man, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. His buddy says, hey, man, relax. I got the fix for this. He goes, yeah, what's that? He said, there is something you can do. I promise you, she won't be mad at you. He said, now when you get home, will she be awake or asleep? He said, oh, she'll be asleep, but she'll figure out if somehow what time I get home. He said, no, listen, hear me out here. When you get home, you walk in the door and you be quiet. All right. You take your shoes off. Was your bedroom upstairs? You got two, he goes, yep, two stories upstairs. He says, very quietly, you tiptoe, shoes off, up to the bedroom. Very quietly open the bedroom door, and very quietly at the foot of the bed you pull the covers up and you crawl head first under there and you pleasure her in that special way. And I'm going to tell you what, she won't be mad at you. You give her oral pleasure, you got no problem. He said, you think it'll work? He said, trust me. So the guy gets home very quietly, opens the door, takes off his shoes, barely a sound, sock feet up the stairs, opens the bedroom door very slowly, goes up to the foot of the bed, dark, but he knows his way around his bedroom, pulls the covers up, and then head first starts sliding in there and starts to pleasure in that special way. And he hears this moaning and sounds of absolute ecstasy. And he knows this is working. And when it has reached its peak, he slides back out from under the covers
and goes into the bathroom, and he flips on the switch, and there's his wife on the toilet. And he goes, wait a minute, how can you be? She says, shh, you'll wake your mother.
Let's check traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Staples. Accident quickly cleared southbound 55 at Route Z. Accident westbound 364 west of Mid Rivers. Incident northbound 61 north of Wentzville Parkway. Looks like we have something eastbound 44 east of Vandeventer. And don't forget the Martin Luther King Bridge closed. You're slow eastbound 70 crossing the Museo Veterans. Stop by Staples for your small business. Take advantage of the back-to-school deals, like a 12-pack of Staples ballpoint stick pens for 97 cents and 1-inch 3-ring binders for just $1.92. In-store only offer ends 9-1 while supplies last. Staples, the back-to-school specialty store. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to The Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today.
Club Fitness has something for everybody, and we're extending our offer. Join by August 31st and pay nothing to get started.
Nothing?
No enrollment, no processing.
Like zero?
Yep, just walk in and work out.
Like free?
Plus, free kids club and free group classes at over 20 locally owned St. Louis area locations.
All right, let's sweat it on.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join in August and pay nothing to get started. No enrollment, no processing. Some restrictions apply.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled. Where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
The Cardinals host the Reds the weekend of August 31st through September 2nd, and there are great giveaways all series long. On Friday night, it's the 8th Beer Stein in the Championship Series presented by Budweiser. Saturday, fans will take home an embroidered Cardinals jersey thanks to TD Ameritrade. And Sunday wraps up the series when kids get their own Cardinals bear courtesy of Build-A-Bear Workshop. That's August 31st through September 2nd. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Pitch is a home run if it stays fair, and it is fair. 1-0 Cardinals.
On Saturday, September 1st, the Cardinals host the Cincinnati Reds, and that night, 30,000 fans, ages 16 and up, will receive a home white embroidered jersey, courtesy of TD Ameritrade. You can look and feel like the pros in this new item for 2018. That's Saturday, September 1st, the Cards, the Reds, and the home white embroidered jersey. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
We're going to Dallas, Texas. That's where Mike Evans is. That's why we're going there. Now, folks, it's Monday. This is the only day of the week that Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market are closed. Only on Monday. And I just spoke to a lady today who this past weekend, or maybe the weekend before, I know she'd just gone for the first time to Annie Gunn. She couldn't even believe how great it was. It's that kind of dining experience, and you will need reservations. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Equal, great, superior quality. And they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Just get into Chesterfield Valley and just go east of everything else, and there it is. Can't miss it. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. gift cards. Every day is a good day to give somebody a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. Please give it up for Mike Evans. That sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, it's good, homie.
You're familiar with the Sacha Baron Cohen series he's doing, where he sits down and does the interviews as these fake people.
Yeah, but the one we want to say with OJ recently.
Yeah. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen it.
Maybe it hasn't aired yet. That one I want to see. Because I know...
I got news on OJ tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. What else is going on?
A little tease. How's everybody weekend?
Good. No complaints.
Our pop quiz theme this week, things you probably didn't know about your favorite stars today. Name the name of the star whose nickname is Goldfish. Collects guns, and also is a marksman. Well-trained. Is it Melissa McCarthy? Natalie Portman? Hello?
Who's Melissa McCarthy? Is that the chubby one?
Yeah.
Emma Stone.
No, don't do that one.
Emma Stone. Yeah,
he got it.
Mila Kunis.
Are you listening? There you go.
Yeah.
Don't you? He's your senior. Mouth off to him. You respect your elders.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Exactly. Brady. Thank you. What a weekend. I have to mention the passing of John McCain, having been a Navy brat my entire life. And coming in contact with the senator during Obama's first inauguration, I had a chance to meet him, was a hero of mine, true great American, huge loss. It's just the whole thing is just really, really sad, don't you think?
Sad in a way. But
he lived a full life.
He did, a fuller life than most of us would have taken on, considering the condition he was in. Couldn't raise his arms. Like Tim Woodburn said earlier, most of us, if we were thrown in solitaire for 2 years, we would have lost our minds.
Absolutely.
And he didn't lose his. He put it to good use.
And he certainly has done a lot more for this country than Obama or Trump, either one of them, in my opinion.
Yep, and had a lot of years to do that. And whether you agreed with him, some of what there's nobody that we agree with everything they do, but he was a patriot.
You do,
he was
Frankel.
A patriot, and he was a real hero, not because he got captured, but because of what he did after he got captured. Not rolling over, not giving up information. Go ahead, break my arms, kill me. I'm telling you nothing. That's a hero.
Yeah, you're telling my hero too, homie.
Ah, thank you.
I got a funny story about McCain. A buddy of mine, Kelly, who does mornings in Phoenix. For years was taking calls years ago when the Simpsons killed off Bart Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly said that John McCain called the radio station on the morning show. He said that he felt really sad because Bart was a great American and would have been proud to have him as a son.
That's funny. That's
maybe
funny.
Maybe he should have used some of that humor when he ran for president.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. 5.5 minutes. 4.5 minutes, Mr. Evans. I just gave
four and a half minutes?
Yeah, I gave you a long, countdown.
Oh, okay. More sad news, the passing of Rob and Leach for the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Well, I didn't know he died.
However.
I didn't know he died. And there's no way for Howard in life.
Yeah, he died yesterday.
I didn't know that.
When I worked as the West Coast Sports and Entertainment Editor of the New York Post, Robin Leach was the editor of Page Six, who I reported to every day. I got to tell you, he was the meanest boss, and
it's refreshing.
I dreaded every time I talked to him on the phone. I dreaded it, and every once a month when I had to fly to New York and sit down with him, he's just a miserable human being.
Thank you. It's refreshing to hear after somebody dies, and instead of the usual, he ain't even giving you the shirt off his back. It's refreshing to hear somebody go, meanest person I ever met.
Yeah, nobody liked Robin Leach.
Good obituary.
Nobody. On the other hand, what a great weekend for my home state of Hawaii. Hurricane Wayne misses the island.
And the boys win the World Series.
University of Hawaii, 17-point underdog to the Colorado State Rams in the first college football game. Beats Colorado, and of course the Honolulu Little League wins the Little League World Series. We in Hawaii would say mahalo nui loa, noka oi hui hui ho.
That's their third, is it third or fourth win in 13 years?
How good is that?
Yeah, I think third.
Not sure.
No.
Melissa McCarthy?
Not yet.
Ooh. I wouldn't think so.
Not yet. Why me do it?
Ooh. Another 100 pounds.
You know what? Yeah, I would.
Another 100. You'd do her?
Yeah, why not?
You're in charge of the boys.
Why not? Yeah. Melissa McCarthy, she got one. She got a big ass.
He'd do Janet Reno.
I'm not even sure who that is.
Janet Reno?
You know why Blaney, why Blaney would do that?
Why?
You know why Blaney would do that? Let me tell you. Because he couldn't get laid if he was an egg. That's why he goes out.
Don't respond, Blaney.
All right.
She what?
Is there silence?
I was just reading to myself.
Melissa McCarthy
Janet
is actually pretty. She has a very pretty face. She just needs to drop a few, like a lot of us do. Mm-hmm. She just, you know, that's
exactly.
All.
Exactly. She was shocked that her movie, Happy Time Murders, was the lowest opening movie she's ever had. Well, my comment is I would have been shocked if it wasn't the lowest. I mean, it was kind of funny, but it was so vulgar. It was actually kind of embarrassing to watch.
Is that true that Kevin Spacey had a movie that generated $126 in revenue?
No, $275.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank goodness there is justice against pedophiles.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth? How much time I got?
1.5 minutes, Mr. Evans.
1.5 minutes. Let me try to squeeze something else in here. Can I squeeze something else in
sure,
here?
Sure, go ahead.
Before we go to the pot quiz question, how about a love nugget, Sofia Vergara?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Is contemplating a restraining order against her ex, Nick Loeb, who she shared her eggs with. He's refusing to give up the rights to the eggs.
Oh, my God.
And he won't stop calling her, harassing her. Sofia continues to scream, "Let go my egos."
Oh, that's good. That's a good
well
one.
Well done.
That's a
Thank
good
you.
One.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think he needs to just give it up. And finally,
here
finally
we go. This is where I win today.
He's on the runway on this one. Okay, here you go. Name the name of the person that has not only knows how to use a gun, is a marksman, and his nickname is Goldfish. Melissa McCarthy, Natalie Portman, Emma Stone, or Mila Kunis?
I'm going to go with Natalie Portman.
I'll go Emma Stone.
Mila Kunis.
I'm going to go Melissa McCarthy.
The answer is Mila Kunis.
No!
And a sidebar, Mila had her first affair with Ashton Kutcher when they worked together on the 70s show. Bad news also, there's loud rumors that marriage is in very, very shaky grounds.
I hate to hear that. Those kids.
Everybody have a good day there in St. Louis, Missouri. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Mike Kevin, I'm live. Down to Texas.
Tim was our winner, I believe.
He was indeed tonight.
Well, first one I've gotten right.
So. Welcome back to the winner's circle. Hey, thanks for being with us. We'll be here tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
right, Dean.
All right, Dean. Goodbye.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.